of dead skin cells, to stimulate blood flow to the skin, to reduce the appearance of facial scars, to minimize dark spots, to repair split ends, and to clean the scalp. Fuller's Earth, also known as Multani Mitti, is most well known for two reasons: its ability to absorb massive amounts of oil, and its prowess at lightening the skin. This clay is so powerful at soaking up oil, it's now relied on by manufacturers to soak up spilled automobile oil, and it's used as a main ingredient in kitty litter. Its powers of absorption can be put to work for you, drawing oils and impurities out of your skin when used in a face mask. It's an extremely strong material, so when used on the face, it's often mixed with some bentonite clay. Do not ingest this clay. Kaolin clay, being the mildest of all clays, is suitable for people with sensitive skin. By stimulating circulation to the skin, it does not draw out oil, but rather gently exfoliates and cleanses the skin. It contains a high amount of silica, which helps to remove dead skin cells, leading to regeneration and rejuvenation. In addition, kaolin clay has unique minerals and phytonutrients that create a nice moisture balance. It, too, should not be taken internally. Charcoal. I have spent the past several years researching and experimenting with charcoal, and I firmly believe it is by far the simplest and most effective health and beauty element in history. Although charcoal is nothing new, I am inspired to share with you some of the astonishing facts and compelling science I have learned about this powerful substance. Of all the detoxification strategies I have researched and used over decades, both charcoal and clay are the simplest and easiest to implement in daily life with massive results. Since ancient times, both animals and humans have relied on charcoal to counteract the harmful effects of toxic materials that have been ingested, intentionally or otherwise. How does charcoal work? Charcoal detoxifies because, like clay, it is negatively charged and absorptive like a sponge. Absorption is the adhesion of atoms, ions, or molecules from a gas, liquid, or dissolved solid to a surface. Toxic ions, materials, or molecules are typically positively charged, and the surface of the charcoal is negatively charged. Therefore, they are attracted to each other, and the toxic substance is consumed by the absorptive charcoal. If we don't pre-filter toxins and chemicals with charcoal, then in the next step, we become the filter. I always say to people at my lectures, either get a filter or become a filter. Charcoal is a life-saving and longevity-inducing substance. Centuries worth of evidence hints at the many beneficial qualities of charcoal. It is natural, safe, non-toxic, and may immediately relieve several ailments, including drug overdose, food poisoning, stomach flu, gas, flatulence, and stomach pain. A charcoal drink is the go-to treatment in emergency rooms after a suspected overdose or poisoning. One interesting study carried out even suggests charcoal may increase the lifespan of mammals by 43%. Being porous and essentially chemically inert, charcoal solely depends upon its physical and electrochemical ability to trap toxins. It can bind to other compounds, including nearly every toxin, whether mineral or organic, odorous gases, and even microorganisms along with their waste. When ingested, charcoal pieces form toxin-charcoal complexes. Since the body cannot absorb or break down most charcoal pieces because they are too large, the pieces are excreted through bowel movements along with the toxins they carry. The porous nature of the charcoal structure increases the surface area available for absorption, thereby enhancing the rate and capacity of detoxification. A piece of charcoal can absorb up to 200 times its own weight in toxic material. Plus, since the foreign particles are safely trapped within the pores of the charcoal structure, digestive enzymes are prevented from reacting upon the toxins, thus eliminating the risk of poisons being re-metabolized and reintroduced. How do you use charcoal to remove toxins? You may not think to reach for activated charcoal when it's time to brush your teeth, but this powerful agent is actually one of the best oral cleaners out there. Smearing black powder on your teeth may seem counterintuitive, but the mighty cleansing action of activated charcoal in the mouth can't be denied for both toxin elimination and whitening prowess. Just as charcoal helps to remove pathogens from our internal terrain, it does so for our mouth. When we rub activated charcoal around our teeth and gums, it acts like a highly absorbent sponge, collecting toxins, surface stains, and bacteria to itself. It positively affects the pH in our mouth to aid in the fight against tooth decay, gingivitis, and bad breath. The many Americans who religiously use chemical-based tooth gels and strips to whiten their teeth can feel even better about the switch to charcoal. Without stripping off layers of enamel, charcoal truly cleans the teeth to reveal their natural shine. The warnings on regular toothpastes that say harmful if swallowed do not apply here either. If you swallow activated charcoal, it will just pass through your digestive system, trapping more toxins as it goes before being eliminated. Activated charcoal may be consumed as a supplement or applied with some water topically, such as to an insect bite. Activated charcoal used to filter water acts to absorb chemicals, toxins, and pollutants. However, it is not self-cleaning. Once its surface area is full of compounds, it must be replaced. I recommend starting off ingesting between 500 and 1500 milligrams, 4 or 5 times a week. If you have a sensitive digestive tract, switch to just charcoal, not activated, which is less aggressive. Once you are familiar with a regular use of charcoal and understand its effects on your digestion and body, you may want to occasionally increase to 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams when you require that much. On the enhancement, you'll find my recipe for Clean Sweep Charcoal Lemonade. Be sure to try it. Ingesting activated charcoal can sometimes cause constipation, so adding demulcents like aloe vera and chia seeds, as in the Clean Sweep Charcoal Lemonade recipe included here, helps keep things moving. In addition, lemon juice is stimulating for peristalsis, and if you use raw organic honey as a sweetener, it contains extra enzymes and minerals. Coconut water as a base is very hydrating, and aloe vera juice is soothing for the digestive system. Note that consuming charcoal may turn your stools dark. It's best to consume this lemonade 2 hours before or after meals or taking other supplements. Charcoal may reduce the effects of medications too, and it may neutralize them completely. If you are taking medications or a hormone-based contraceptive, avoid ingesting charcoal within 4 to 5 hours of taking these. The enhancement includes 2 additional charcoal recipes, one for a vanilla charcoal latte and one for an activated charcoal mask. Infrared. Infrared is a light spectrum consisting of a group of invisible heating waves that can be absorbed directly by your body's molecules without significantly increasing the temperature of the air around you, such as what you would experience in an infrared sauna. Perhaps the most exciting scientific breakthrough in infrared therapy came from a study in which researchers employed a combination of infrared light, bipolar radio frequency, and vacuum and mechanical massage. 29 subjects between the ages of 28 and 70 received 4 weeks of treatments on either their upper arms or their abdomens and the sides of their torsos, flanks. This study showed, with statistical significance, that this treatment modality acts upon cellulite to produce a lasting reduction in circumference and improvement in appearance without surgical or pharmaceutical intervention. How does infrared work on fat? Fat-soluble toxins bind to fat cells and are stored in clusters of fatty tissue. In order for the body to rid itself of these sticky toxins, it has to filter them through the liver and transform them into water-soluble metabolites. These metabolites will then typically follow a pathway out of the body through bile, bowels, sweat, or urine. The first step toward mobilizing them is breaking them free from the fat clusters they form, cellulite, and the study proved that infrared treatments can play an important role in that. For anyone who is overweight or obese, it is essential to understand that the fat cells in your body may harbor harmful, undesirable toxins that can cause disease. When you take the steps I've recommended in the beauty diet, you're likely to begin seeing fat loss. And whenever you lose fat, you're potentially releasing fat-soluble toxins back into your bloodstream, unmetabolized. You must work with your body and your liver to turn these fat solubles into water-soluble metabolites. This will enable your body to excrete the toxins. I believe treatments using the infrared spectrum, particularly far infrared, are key in this type of detoxification. Not only does infrared accelerate detoxification, it greatly improves circulation and blood flow to the skin, delivering vital nutrients that help it shine. Many holistic health practitioners offer long-duration infrared sauna sessions at reasonable prices. I recommend easing into the practice when you're first starting out. Begin with 10 to 20 minute sessions for several days at 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Then slowly add to the duration and temperature until you can comfortably remain in the sauna for an hour at 130 degrees Fahrenheit. Conclusion. We are exposed to an unprecedented amount of man-made toxins in today's world. The body has not yet adapted to being able to remove all of them. We must help it. From one point of view, detoxification is more important than nutrition. Detoxification is critical for beauty. By supporting and optimizing the body's natural cleansing pathways, you can experience better health, weight management, high levels of energy, and elevated mood, so you can look and feel your best in this chemically challenged world. As the body slowly ages, it accumulates more and more toxins. Engaging in regular, consistent detoxification over your lifetime in a relaxed and balanced manner will ensure that your body never becomes overwhelmed or overburdened. Please see the detoxifying 3-day beauty cleanse later in the book to reboot your body's systems and enable that healthy, youthful glow. Detox, not Botox. That's a motto to live by. Beauty Factor 3. Nourish cells. Beauty begins with our cells. Our cells come in all different shapes and sizes and are the basic building blocks by which organs, tissues, and blood are created. The body is composed of 30 trillion cells, which constantly communicate with one another to help the body respond to its environment based on what we touch, smell, and eat. They protect our DNA while providing structure for the body. And they undertake the important job of turning nutrients from food into energy, which fuels the cellular processes to develop our physical appearance. Within the center of each cell are many tightly coiled bundles of DNA called chromosomes. Each chromosome contains thousands of genes, which came from our parents. These genes call out detailed instructions to create all different kinds of proteins used by the cell to form everything that makes me look like me and you look like you. How much collagen we have in our skin, how thick our hair is, how strong our nails are. Chromosomes determine all of this and more. Cells need to be nourished and hydrated properly in order to function well. When we lack a proper balance of sleep, exercise, and minerals and vitamins, our cells cannot operate efficiently, and it is reflected in our appearance. The function of tissues and organs becomes compromised, and we see this clearly with split nails, brittle hair, dry skin, acne, dull eyes, discolored teeth, foot fungus, eczema. The list goes on. These are all indications that our cells are missing the proper cellular food for our organs and tissues to thrive. To radiate beauty from the inside out, We need flawless cellular function, and that is determined by four things: cellular nutrition, cellular protection, cellular hydration, cellular optimization. Cellular nutrition. In order to grow and function properly, cells require a host of nutrients. We need to ensure that we get an adequate amount of vitamins and minerals each day in order to maintain the integrity of our cells to support strong teeth, hair, nails, and skin. We can feed our cells to function at their maximum capacity, both health-wise and beauty-wise. So let's dig into what nutrients support beauty and what foods support health on a cellular level. Vitamins. Vitamins are potent nutrients that can prevent and even reverse the aging of the skin, boost hydration, increase collagen production, brighten the eyes, and strengthen the hair, teeth, and nails. They can be obtained through organic whole foods and are critical to both beauty and health. There are two classes of vitamins, fat-soluble and water-soluble. The water-soluble vitamins are the B-complex vitamins and vitamin C. Fat-soluble vitamins include A, D, E, and K, and require the presence of lipids to be absorbed. Let's take a look at some of these powerhouse beauty building blocks. Vitamin A, beta-carotene, is a beauty enhancer both systemically and topically. When used directly on the skin, it has antibacterial properties, which aid in the healing of acne and rosacea. It also improves the appearance of the skin, promoting healing from photo damage and reversing hyperpigmentation. When ingested, vitamin A nourishes the skin and the hair. It also reverses UV damage and may even prevent it when taken before exposure to damaging light. In the human body and in an animal's body, beta-carotene and certain other carotenoids transform into vitamin A retinoids, including retinol, retinal, and retinoic acids. These play a key role in immune function. Retinoic acid deeply hydrates the hair and scalp. Raw organic carrots, green leafy vegetables, kale, chard, etc., pumpkins, squash, and sweet potatoes provide a healthy dose of the beauty-enhancing benefits of the precursor to vitamin A, retinoids, beta-carotene. Animal products such as eggs and ghee already contain vitamin A forms, retinoids, that do not need to be transformed by your digestion and are immediately available as nutrition to your cells. Vitamin B9, folate or folic acid, is essential for the formation and repair of DNA, especially promoting healthy replication and repair of skin cells that have been harmed by UV rays. When combined with vitamin B12 and UVB sun exposure, folic acid stimulates the precursors to melanocytes, which can then travel to the epidermis and reverse vitiligo, loss of pigment in the skin. Topically, vitamin B9 is best used in conjunction with creatine to increase collagen gene expression, collagen production, and collagen fibril organization, all of which promote the reduction of wrinkles and fine lines. The best foods to eat for vitamin B9 are raw organic beets, broccoli, celery, lentils, strawberries, sweet bell peppers, and tomatoes. Vitamin B12, a water-soluble vitamin, is a DNA protector when combined with vitamin B9, folate or folic acid. Together, these two prevent chromosome breakage and DNA hypomethylation, a key abnormality in human cancer tumors. On its own, vitamin B12 promotes blood circulation, delivering oxygen and nutrients to the surface of the skin, resulting in the reversal of epidermis damage and the emergence of smooth, fresh skin. It contributes to bone, brain, and nervous system health, and also keeps our energy levels up. Plants don't have the ability to process and store B12 within themselves like animals do, so it's important to consider taking a B12 supplement when eating a primarily plant-based diet. Vitamin B12 is found in eggs, cheese, poultry, fish, and meat. Vegans must rely upon supplementation to maintain healthy levels. Vitamin C packs a beauty punch, promoting healthy, glowing skin by boosting collagen production and optimizing the immune system. Studies have shown that vitamin C congregates at both the epidermal and the dermal layers of the skin and has been shown to repair UV-related DNA damage, prevent oxidative damage to lipids, inhibit the release of inflammatory cytokines, and protect against cell death. In these ways, as levels of vitamin C drop in the skin, signs of wear and tear begin to emerge. Vitamin C is found in an abundance of beauty foods, including raw organic amla berries, citrus fruits, guava, kiwi, papaya, pineapple, red pepper, sea buckthorn berries, strawberries, and more. Because this water-soluble vitamin is not made by our body, nor stored easily, and is quickly excreted, it is important to consume these foods regularly. Vitamin D is essential for absorbing many other beauty nutrients. Vitamin D, specifically vitamin D3, is perhaps the most important vitamin for human health. As it flips on, over 3,000 genes associated with health. Because it regulates calcium and phosphorus absorption, it plays a pivotal role in bone health, and deficiencies can lead to osteoporosis. This fat-soluble vitamin functions like a hormone and interacts with our DNA. It also repairs and strengthens skin, rendering it resistant to sun damage. Because vitamin D reduces inflammation and supports the immune system, it is considered an anti-acne vitamin. Vitamin D is so important that it is used to fortify everything from milk to orange juice. Despite this fortification, almost a third of the American population is deficient in vitamin D. Staying indoors and leading a sedentary lifestyle will reduce your sun exposure and vitamin D3 production, leading to reduced energy, a weaker immune system, and sallow-looking skin. Vitamin D3 is produced through sun exposure and supports a healthy immune system, weight loss, and even mood. Top tips for getting enough vitamin D3 include getting 20 minutes of direct sun exposure a day. Don't shower for at least 30 minutes after exposure to allow absorption into the skin. Foods like salmon and sardines can be used as food sources of vitamin D, and although vegetarian sources are hard to come by, small amounts of vitamin D2 are present in lichens, shiitake, maitake, and portobello mushrooms, as well as polypores like reishi and chaga that are dried in the sun. There are vegan vitamin D2 and lichen-derived vitamin D3 supplements available, and vitamin D2 may be as powerful as vitamin D3. Vitamin E, when taken internally, has potent anti-inflammatory properties and acts like an antioxidant to prevent free radical damage within our cells. This boosts moisture and elasticity, resulting in youthful-looking skin due to faster cellular regeneration. While working hard against wrinkles, scars, and acne, it also helps block environmental damage to the hair. There are 8 different types of vitamin E, all with their unique benefits. 4 types of tocopherols and 4 types of tocotrienols, derived from rice bran solubles, and all are beneficial and recommended for beauty. Topically, the alpha tocopherols are isolated from vitamin E and infused into beauty creams and oils for their humectant properties. They excel at hydrating and smoothing dry nail beds and cuticles, lubricating the skin, and adding shine to the hair. Vitamin E is abundant in healthy fats and can be found in almonds, avocados, of course, hemp seeds, organic cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, and sunflower seeds. Also, asparagus, beet greens, kale, mustard greens, spinach, and Swiss chard. Vitamin K is another fat-soluble vitamin that is a beauty enhancer. It is essential for the promotion of platelet aggregation, blood clotting. And it improves blood circulation, helping the body heal from wounds and bruises, including dark circles under the eyes. Vitamin K has also been shown to prevent calcification of the elastin fibers in the skin. This, in turn, prevents the formation of wrinkles. It can also prevent further acne outbreaks. Eat raw organic Brussels sprouts, cabbage, celery, kale, scallions, and spinach to get plenty of vitamin K. Vitamin K2 assists with calcium regulation and can affect our dental health. Vitamin K2 protects the heart and cardiovascular system from soft tissue calcification. Because K2 is found primarily in dairy cheese, fermented soybean products, for example, natto, fermented nut and seed products, as well as supplements, all of us need to pay particular attention to K2 levels carefully, especially in developing children. Vitamin K2 and vitamin D work together to produce strong bone health. For a delicious way to get your vitamins, check out the enhancement for my Super Vita Smoothie recipe. Minerals. Beauty depends on mineralization. Minerals govern 95% of the body's activities. Major and trace minerals allow the nearly 4,000 enzymes, small proteins, contained in each cell to fully function, fueling every cell to work to its fullest potential. Without hard-working enzymes, the body is unable to completely break down nutrients absorption and waste products for elimination, which leads to weight gain, inflammation, digestive distress, fatigue, and all of this affects how we look to the rest of the world. Many people have not activated each of these 4,000 enzymes in their body because they do not have enough minerals in their diet. If minerals come through in the form of plants, then the body can assimilate them and utilize them immediately. The following are some of the most important minerals required by the body to create and maintain beauty. Iron deficiency leads to a decrease in red blood cell production. Reduction of red blood cells leads to a decrease in oxygen and nutrients delivered to the skin cells. A decrease in oxygen and nutrients leads to pale, wan, sickly skin. Low iron stores can also result in limp, dull hair and hair loss. On the flip side, a diet rich in iron ensures delivery of all the nutrients and oxygen necessary for cultivating beauty at a cellular level, as well as right on the surface of the skin. Iron speeds wound healing, nourishes tissues, and improves hair texture. The best sources of natural plant-based iron include organic beans, black beans, lentils, cacao, dark chocolate, green vegetables, for example, broccoli, chard, dandelion, kale, spinach, seeds, for example, pumpkin seeds, squash seeds, the skins of many different fruits and vegetables, like sweet potato, and sunflower family roots, for example, Jerusalem artichokes, yacon root. Animal foods are typically rich in iron. Red meat, for example, is red due to the iron-rich blood of the animal. Magnesium has many beauty benefits, some direct and some indirect. Indirectly, magnesium promotes sleep, calm, and stress reduction by opening up hundreds of detoxification pathways. It also reduces swelling, eases joint pain, and relieves muscle spasms and pain. This keeps you moving and grooving in harmony and peace with yourself and with the earth. Directly, magnesium detoxifies and cleanses the skin, calming allergic skin reactions, reducing fine lines and wrinkles, strengthening hair follicles and hair strands, and preventing hair loss. When applied topically, magnesium is easily absorbed through the skin. While at first it may cause an uncomfortable itching, a sign of systemic deficiency, in the long run it reduces swelling, heals cracked heels, prevents odor in the armpits, combats acne, and stimulates the lymphatic system, which enhances the growth of new skin cells. Magnesium is most abundantly found in avocado, dark leafy greens, for example, chard, kale, spinach, magnesium sulfate, nuts, for example, almonds, cashews, pistachios, pumpkin seeds, sea salt, and of course, my favorite, chocolate. Selenium can be applied topically or taken internally. Topically, it works as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, soothing redness and sensitivity, as well as acting as a natural skin toner. It also combats yeasts and fungi, particularly those that cause dandruff and itchy discoloration of the scalp. Taken internally, selenium reduces skin inflammation and UV cell damage, protects against hyperpigmentation, and inhibits inflammatory cytokines that break down collagen in the skin. It also mobilizes white blood cells, enhancing their response to infections on and beneath the skin. Selenium is found naturally in beans, for example, lima, pinto. Brazil nuts, variable but still the best source. Brown or black rice. Mushrooms, for example, button, cremini, shiitake. Seeds, for example, chia, sesame, sunflower. And vegetables, for example, broccoli, cabbage, spinach. Some of the most toxin-contaminated seafoods, for example, clams, lobster, mussels, and fish, for example, tilapia, tuna, are rich in selenium, but simply no longer trustworthy as food sources. Sulfur is foundational to beauty. Adequate sulfur intake ensures a beautiful complexion, mineralized hair, and glowing skin. High concentrations of sulfur promote cell division, cell repair, cell growth, and the production of T lymphocyte white blood cells. Sulfur is also vital for the formation of fat-digesting bile and the regulation of blood sugar. Sulfur's most essential beauty contribution, though, is in the formation of collagen, which retains fluid and provides elasticity and flexibility to all the tissues of the body, including the skin. Sulfur compounds, like glucosamine, give connective tissue its strength, ensuring strong bones, ligaments, tendons, skin, eyes, and nails. Sulfur is also found in keratin, the fibrous protein that protects hair and nails from damage and stress. MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, is an organic sulfur compound typically found as a crystallized powder, but also found in a non-oxidized liquid form for topical use, known as DMSO, that makes sulfur bioavailable to nearly every type of tissue. One of the primary beauty functions, as I previously mentioned, is to produce the powerful antioxidant glutathione, which binds to heavy metals and other toxins and carries them out of the body. MSM also breaks up bad calcium, preventing arthritis, repairing scar tissue that is too rich in hardened nitrogen, and repairing damaged cartilage. Furthermore, MSM promotes insulin production, encouraging healthy blood sugar levels. Experts have dubbed MSM the beauty supplement for good reason, since it supports collagen and keratin production, both essential for healthy skin, nails, and hair. When applied topically and mixed in lotions, MSM and other sulfur compounds prevent acne, seborrheic dermatitis, rosacea, dandruff, and eczema. Sulfur lotions are powerful exfoliants and can be used to effectively treat tissue damaged by warts, skin discoloration, shingles, psoriasis, split heels, and hair follicle infections. The best sources of sulfur include bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, chives, eggs, garlic, hemp seeds, kale, MSM, nuts, onions, seeds, spirulina, and more. You can increase your chances of obtaining healthy levels of sulfur naturally by eating wild plants and mushrooms, as these are dependent on natural rainfall that replenishes the soil with minerals such as sulfur. Zinc may come last alphabetically, but when it comes to beauty, it deserves position number one. It is crucial for detoxification, nourishing the lymphatic organs and promoting premium liver function. Through this process, it aids with tissue repair and oxygenation. When taken with vitamin A and sulfur, it builds strong, lustrous hair. When taken with vitamin E, it supports healthy reproductive systems in both men and women, raising sexual energy and generating more sex appeal. Along with nearly every other vitamin and mineral mentioned here, zinc is part of the recipe for stimulating collagen production. It is also essential to the enzymes that digest damaged collagen, making way for the repair of collagen. In so doing, zinc prevents wrinkles, stretch marks, and the outward signs of skin distress. Zinc also works topically for the treatment of acne and the reduction of skin inflammation from rashes, allergies, and other types of contact dermatitis. It is perhaps the only topical sunscreen option that provides broad-spectrum sun protection with the added benefits of supporting beauty rather than detracting from it, the way chemical sunscreens do. It locks in moisture, prevents bacterial infections and acne, and reduces dandruff and inflammatory skin ailments like rosacea. It also supports recovery from burns and the repair of damaged tissues. Add zinc to your diet by eating an abundance of beans, for example, chickpeas, hummus, kidney, black foods, for example, black beans, black rice, black tahini, mushrooms, nuts, for example, raw organic cacao, cashews, seeds, for example, pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds, and vegetables, for example, spinach, garlic. Cellular protection. Damage to our cells influences visual aging. Important compounds in the body mitigate cellular damage, and when we fuel ourselves with healthy foods and make lifestyle choices to support those compounds, we can maintain our cells as long as possible. The older the body gets, the less it is able to protect itself on its own from the damaging effects of free radicals and inflammation. So it becomes more important to support the body's cells in the most helpful and positive ways. Antioxidants. Free radicals are highly reactive compounds that bind to cells, harming and destroying them. The body naturally creates free radicals, oxidative stress, through the process of metabolism and when it needs to kill off viruses and bacteria. Free radicals cause skin to have brown spots and become saggy, and they break down the skin's collagen, which causes wrinkles. The great news is the body naturally creates antioxidants too, which mitigate the damage of oxidative stress by cleaning up the free radicals before they can do serious harm. Antioxidants prevent cell damage, rapid aging, and inflammation. Unfortunately, we also take in free radicals when we breathe in pollution or cigarette smoke, or come into contact with herbicides or radiation, so the body easily becomes overrun with them. We need to actively take in more antioxidants from food, herbs, and water, and through the nutrients we put on our skin directly to balance out the overabundance of free radicals. A visual example of free radical damage and oxidative stress is when an avocado turns brown. When you squeeze a lemon on it, which contains vitamin C, the avocado stops browning. This is because the lemon contains antioxidants. To help you take advantage of all the good antioxidants do, try my Total Cell Antioxidant Blast. The recipe is on the enhancement. Free radicals and oxidative stress. Free radicals are molecules with unpaired electrons, which makes them unstable. They can damage other cells and tissues around them by trying to steal an extra electron from the atoms. Antioxidants donate an electron to a free radical so the free radical doesn't have to steal an electron from other cells. In order to maintain a youthful appearance, free radical damage should be reduced as much as possible. Many people devote lots of time to intense exercise in an effort to look thin and beautiful. However, in order to exercise, the body's cells need to produce energy. And when mitochondria produce energy, adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, The side effect is oxidative stress. If someone with a high-carb diet, full of white bread, pasta, and other high-glycemic foods, hits the gym for a high-intensity workout to counter the effects, that person actually fuels a vicious cycle of rapid aging and free radical damage to his or her body, instead of accomplishing the goal of youth and beauty. To make sure you keep your antioxidants high enough to handle the number of free radicals in your body, try to incorporate these natural, high ORAC score foods into your diet as often as possible. An oxygen radical absorbance capacity rating is determined by a lab test that quantifies the food's total antioxidant capacity, basically how much it will protect your cells against the free radicals in your body. The higher the score, the more protective it is. You'll find the list of high ORAC score foods on the enhancement. The top three antioxidants I recommend, in addition to the foods in the list on the enhancement, are resveratrol, astaxanthin, and glutathione. Resveratrol is a yellow flavonoid and supernutrient found in the skin of grapes, some red wines, peanuts, and some berries. It is a polyphenol that acts as an antioxidant to blast inflammation and reduce bad cholesterol. It is believed to activate the anti-aging gene sirtuin-1, SIRT-1, and is touted as the primary molecule behind the French paradox, which infers that French citizens live about 20 years longer than average among industrialized countries due to their intake of dark red wine. Astaxanthin is a red carotenoid pigment found in certain marine plants, plankton and algae, and animals, krill, salmon, red trout, shrimp, crab, and lobster, as well as dark leafy greens. Often called the king of the carotenoids, astaxanthin is recognized as one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. It is especially protective against oxidation and is a hefty free radical scavenger, providing additional benefits for eye health, nervous system strength, and joint lubrication. Glutathione, GSH, is a peptide made up of three amino acids that every cell in the body produces, which makes it our most important antioxidant. Scientists believe that it is so critical to overall health that the length of a person's life can be predicted by the level of GSH in that person's cells. GSH deficiency causes cells to be more vulnerable to oxidative stress and chronic disease, while higher levels of GSH help T-cell function and cell detoxification in the immune system. Glutathione-creating substances can be found in milk thistle, avocado, sulfur-rich veggies, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, etc., vitamins B6, B9, B12, C, and E, biotin, and selenium. Essential fatty acids. During digestion, the body breaks down the fats you eat into fatty acids, which are then used to fuel the cells for all their daily activities when glucose isn't available. Cells also have the important job of creating phospholipids, which are an essential component of all cell membranes and precursors to prostaglandins, which regulate inflammation. There are a number of essential fatty acids, the building blocks for beautiful, glowing, radiant skin. The body must acquire EFAs from your diet, including linoleic acid, as well as alpha-linolenic acid, eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA, and docosahexaenoic acid. You will know these by their more popular names, omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Omega-3s in particular are like an inner moisturizer. They nourish hair follicles and create healthy, clear skin and strong, lustrous nails. They are also natural antioxidants and reduce oxidative damage and inflammation inside the cell, which occurs with daily metabolic function. The important thing to understand about EFAs is that you need them in the proper ratio. Many of us get plenty of omega-6s, but are deficient in omega-3s. The recommendation is to eat a 1-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. Due to the high levels of vegetable oils used in processed foods, Americans can have an elevated ratio of up to 20 to 1 omega-6s to omega-3s, which promotes inflammation. This is catastrophic for health and beauty. Omega-6 fatty acids are present in almonds, Brazil nuts, canola oil, corn oil, palm oil, peanuts, pine nuts, pumpkin seeds, soybeans and soy oil, sunflower seeds and oil, walnuts and wheat germ, plus poultry and eggs. So you can see why the American diet is so omega-6 heavy. When the EFA balance is off, the human body suffers at a cellular level, affecting every aspect of health, beauty, and longevity. Deficiency in EFAs, or a disruption in the balance between the two types, can result in dry, scaly, flaky skin, cracked peeling fingernails, dandruff, dull hair, eczema, hay fever, or hives. This imbalance can also lead to coronary heart disease, stroke, Crohn's disease, ADHD, and more. My motto is nix the six, particularly when talking about the processed sources of omega-6. With fatty acids, a little bit goes a long way. A handful of omega-6 nuts or seeds every day, and you're good to go, as long as you balance it with omega-3s. Healthy vegan sources of omega-3s include Brussels sprouts, chia seeds, chlorella, dark leafy greens, and hemp seeds and oil. How to combat inflammation in the body. Inflammation occurs on a cellular level and can either be your friend or your foe. When inflammation is your friend, it is acting on behalf of your immune system to maintain, defend, and protect you. The cells of your immune system mobilize to the site of injury and widen the local blood vessels, causing a rush of fluid and immune cells into the surrounding tissues. Once the injury has been taken care of, the inflammation goes away, and your body returns to normal. When inflammation is your foe, it continues unchecked and wreaks havoc on your body, such as in the case of an autoimmune condition. It causes major damage to your cells, which in turn destroys your physical appearance with puffy eyes, dark circles, saggy skin, fine lines, wrinkles, acne, redness, swelling, bloating, pigmentation change in the skin, and worse. Inflammation is the cause of a whole host of serious health conditions, including heart disease, arthritis, kidney disease, IBS, liver disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, eczema, allergies. The list, unfortunately, goes on and on. Inflammation is now believed to be the underlying cause of more than 80 chronic diseases. Inflammation may turn out to be the elusive holy grail of medicine, the single phenomenon that holds the key to sickness and health. William Meigs, MD, PhD of East Carolina University, stated in his book, The Inflammation Cure, 2003. Inflammation is so damaging and has been linked so strongly with the diseases of aging that scientists have coined the term inflam-aging. Diet, stress, hormones, environment, and telomere damage all contribute to inflammation in the body. Fortunately, there are two major things you can do to fight it. 1. Avoid inflammatory foods. The fatty, high-carbohydrate foods found in the standard American diet inflame your gut and your cells, contributing to low energy, toxic buildup, and bloating. Glucose from refined carbohydrates, white bread, pasta, white rice, alcohol, etc., launches into your bloodstream and catapults your blood glucose. This increases the inflammatory messengers in your blood, called cytokines, which causes your immune system cells to divide faster to mitigate the inflammation. This causes physical cellular damage over time, reducing the telomeres within your cells. As telomeres get shorter, they start sending out steady inflammatory panic signals, and a vicious cycle ensues. Your immune system cells divide faster to mitigate the inflammation, causing more telomere damage, causing more inflammation, See the problem here? The best way to alleviate this detrimental downward inflammatory spiral is to completely eliminate inflammatory foods from your diet. We discussed in detail which foods to avoid and which to include in your diet in the Eat for Beauty chapter, but the top inflammatory foods to avoid are alcohol, artificial food additives, fast foods, fried foods, conventional grain-fed meat, dairy, MSG, refined cooking oils, refined flour, soda, and sugar. Eating whole, organic, unprocessed foods will fight inflammation and inflammaging. Here are some examples of food groups to consider including in your diet. Fermented and cultured foods, fruits, especially berries, green vegetables, nuts and seeds, eat more seeds than nuts and eat moderately, root vegetables, seaweeds, sprouts, superfoods, and super herbs. 2. Grounding, earthing. In all things of nature, there is something of the marvelous. Aristotle. There is no inflammation in nature. This insight has profound implications for beauty and health when we understand the reason why. The surface of the earth is negatively charged. In fact, it has trillions of negatively charged electrons teeming on the surface at all times. Inflammation can only occur in a body that is positively charged. When a body doesn't consistently touch the earth, it swings into a positive state, and this is the point at which inflammation takes hold. As an advanced society, we have cleverly invented synthetic-soled shoes to protect our feet, but they also insulate us from the earth. We live in houses and buildings that keep us warm and dry, but they separate us further from the ground. We do group yoga in parks and place our plastic mats on the grass beneath us. Even avid campers sleep on a thin layer of plastic, which stops the beneficial electrons of the earth from flowing into their bodies. On top of that, we are bombarded by electromagnetic fields from our continuously advancing technologies. Computers, cell phones, TVs, Wi-Fi keep us connected and entertained, but are constantly throwing positively charged electricity at us throughout the day and night. Even our lamps and clocks are always projecting an electric field at us, including when turned off. When the body is directly connected to the earth, it is shielded from the electropollution of the present-day world. Never before has it been more critical to connect ourselves daily with the healing powers of the earth. It's important to remember that the body is electrical before it is chemical. Electrical charges and impulses course through the body as the nervous system communicates with the brain to control all its basic biological functions. If the system is too positively charged, the body won't work properly because the system will be overrun with free radicals and inflammation. Touching the ground directly with the skin discharges any positive electricity built up during the day. At the same time, the body absorbs millions of negatively charged electrons. These are like firefighters with a gigantic hose rushing in to douse the fires of inflammation, thickened blood, and heightened cortisol. This creates the perfect starting point for natural beauty to arise. In today's world, it is quite easy to go days, weeks, even months, without actually touching the earth. All the while, we scratch our heads, wondering why we are suffering from the growing inflammation adversely affecting how we look and feel. Our ancestors aged gracefully without battling the chronic diseases we do today, and one of the major reasons was they were always outside. They walked barefoot on the earth or wore leather-soled shoes, a conductive material that gave them protection but still allowed the electrons to flow into their bodies. They also slept in direct contact with the earth or with only a conductive material between them. I live part-time at my organic farm and research facility in Hawaii. When I walk around and see locals in their 60s and 70s with slender builds, six-pack abs, lustrous hair, and youthful appearances. I used to assume it was from their surfing all day or engaging in physical labor. Over time, I came to realize it's the combination of a diet of unprocessed foods, exercise, and constant contact with the earth that gives them their extraordinary beauty and physique. How often do you connect to the earth? When is the last time your bare feet touched the actual ground beneath you? Try to get at least 20 minutes of direct contact to the earth every single day, with 40 minutes or more being optimal. Chaga, nature's anti-inflammatory. I'm a mushroom hunter. Mushroom hunting season is absolutely my favorite season. There is nothing like being out in the woods, consciously seeking out Mother Nature's best offerings to balance my state of health. Though technically a fungal mycelium, not a mushroom, chaga is something I avidly hunt for when I'm in Canada, because it grows in the cold weather forests of the north, where I spend my winters. You won't find chaga on the ground. Instead, you need to look high up in the trees, where, if you're lucky, you'll come across a big, burned-looking, charcoal-like growth with a hard exterior that looks nothing like a mushroom. Considered to be the king of medicinal mushrooms, chaga was noted to be part of Chinese medicinal practice as early as the 1st century BCE. In Eastern Europe, chaga was traditionally used to treat skin conditions like eczema. Many studies over the past few decades have demonstrated chaga's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, anti-tumor, antioxidant, and hepatoprotective or liver-protective properties, making it a powerful herb to have in your health and beauty repertoire. Typically, chaga grows on birch trees. It absorbs a beneficial compound from the birch called betalain, which has been shown to decrease inflammation and has antibacterial, antiseptic, and antiviral properties. Betalain is also heart protective and can help break down bad LDL cholesterol. Chaga naturally contains ergosterol peroxide, which has been shown to be anti-tumor, anti-inflammatory, and antiviral. It contains beta-glucans, too, which further reduce inflammation and promote immune function. Chaga also rates among the highest in antioxidants on the ORAC chart. Boiling a chunk of dried chaga with water produces a deep brown tea rich in melanin, an antioxidant that protects DNA from damage and is the main pigment in skin. Melanin works to keep skin supple and reduce wrinkles, and it can help protect skin from the damaging effects of UV rays. Another antioxidant chaga offers is superoxide dismutase. Chaga's large quantities of SOD make it extremely helpful in neutralizing damage done by free radicals, which in turn slows the physical signs of the aging process. Chaga has up to 50 times more SOD than do leafy greens, fruits, and seaweeds. In addition to all this, chaga is an adaptogen and helps the body combat stress, balancing all the body systems so hormones don't shift into overdrive, which taxes the adrenals and causes unnecessary damage and fatigue. Chaga is one super herb you're going to want to add to your daily beauty arsenal to roll back the effects of aging. To add more chaga to your diet, try my super herb chai. The recipe is included on the enhancement. Cellular hydration. You are a water-based life form. When you were a growing embryo, you consisted of more than 80% water, and as a newborn, you were made up of about 74% water. Your blood consists of more than 80% water, and your brain, 75%. Your liver, which is the body's primary filter, consists of an astonishing 96% water. Water contributes to a whole host of critical body functions, including transporting oxygen to the cells, removing waste, digesting food, absorbing and assimilating nutrients, maintaining the body's temperature, burning fat, and keeping tissues nice and juicy. Proper hydration also promotes circulation, improves elimination, helps the body flush toxins more efficiently, deters acne, reduces hair loss, water makes up a quarter of the weight of a hair strand, and even strengthens your cuticles and nails, making them less likely to break or tear. Water rejuvenates the skin and enhances the complexion, too. Our skin